Chapter 23. The night I was to return to the front, I sent the porter down to hold a seat for me on the train when it came from Turin. The train was to leave at midnight. It was made up at Turin and reached Milan about 10:30 at night and lay in the station until time to leave. You had to be there when it came in to get a seat. The porter took a friend with him, a machine gunner on leave who worked at a tailor shop, and was sure that between them they could hold a place. I gave them money for platform tickets and had them take my baggage. There was a big rucksack and two musettes. I said goodbye at the hospital at about 5:00 and went out. The porter had my baggage in his lodge, and I told him I would be at the station a little before midnight. His wife called me Signorino and cried. She wiped her eyes and shook hands and then cried again. I patted her on the back and she cried once more. She had done my mending and was a very short, dumpy, happy-faced woman with white hair. When she cried, her whole face went to pieces. I went down to the corner where there was a wine shop and waited inside looking out the window. It was dark outside and cold and misty. I paid for my coffee and grappa, and I watched the people going by in the light from the window. I saw Catherine and knocked on the window. She looked, saw me and smiled, and I went out to meet her. She was wearing a dark blue cape and a soft felt hat. We walked along together along the sidewalk past the wine shops, then across the market square and up the street and through the archway to the cathedral square. There were streetcar tracks, and beyond them was the cathedral. It was white and wet in the mist. We crossed the tram tracks. On our left were the shops, their windows lighted, and the entrance to the galleria. There was a fog in the square, and when we came close to the front of the cathedral, it was very big, and the stone was wet. "Would you like to go in?"
"No,"
Catherine said. We walked along. There was a soldier standing with his girl in the shadow of one of the stone buttresses ahead of us, and we passed them. They were standing tight up against the stone, and he had put his cape around her. "They're like us," I said.
"Nobody is like us," Catherine said.
She did not mean it happily. I wish they had some place to go.
It mightn't do them any good.
I don't know. Everybody ought to have some place to go.
"They have the cathedral," Catherine said.
We were past it now. We crossed the far end of the square and looked back at the cathedral. It was fine in the mist. We were standing in front of the leather goods shop. There were riding boots, a rucksack, and ski boots in the window. Each article was set apart as an exhibit, the rucksack in the center, the riding boots on one side, and the ski boots on the other. The leather was dark and oiled smooth as a used saddle. The electric light made highlights on the dull oiled leather.
"We'll ski sometime."
"In 2 months there will be skiing at Muren," Catherine said.
"Let's go there."
"All right," she said. We went on past other windows and turned down a side street.
"I've never been this way."
"This is the way I go to the hospital," I said. It was a narrow street and we kept on the right-hand side. There were many people passing in the fog. There were shops and all the windows were lighted. We looked in a window at a pile of cheeses. I stopped in front of an armorer's shop.
"Come in a minute, I have to buy a gun."
"What sort of a gun?"
"A pistol."